From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Britain is often seen as a country of remarkable tolerance and diversity. There, an average of 14 people convert to Islam every day. But a senior British politician, who is herself a Muslim, says things are changing and that British are becoming more hostile to members of her faith. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story.
Saeeda Vasi is the first Muslim woman to sit in Britain's cabinet. She co-chairs the Conservatives, the party that leads the coalition government. This week, Vasi had this blunt message for her fellow Britons.
It has seeped into our society in a way where it is acceptable around dinner to have these conversations where anti-Muslim hatred and bigotry is quite openly discussed.
Plenty of people worry about this.
There is a growing gulf of misunderstanding within faith communities and a growing gulf of misunderstanding between Muslim and non-Muslim communities.
Fiaz Mughal is founder of Faith Matters, an organisation that promotes better interfaith relations.
This is worrying, this is a trend, and this is a trend that if we do not stop is going to lead to major divisions within the US, within Europe.
Faith Matters commissioned the largest ever survey of Britain's converts to Islam. The survey shines a light on the contradictory attitudes that confront Muslims living here. It says most converts actually do feel British and Muslim and don't generally consider most Britons hostile to Islam. Yet, says Mughal, the media usually takes a different view.
The typical view taken of somebody converting to Islam is that they are somehow unbalanced, that they are somehow brainwashed, that they are missing or lacking something in their life.
The report calculates just over 5,000 people in Britain converted to Islam this year. It says they often feel isolated from their families and from the men who run the mosques. About two-thirds of the converts are women. Marriage is usually not the reason, despite popular belief. Recent converts include Lauren Booth, sister-in-law of Britain's former Prime Minister, Tony Blair. Booth remembers how she called her mother to tell her she'd been to a Muslim shrine and was deeply moved. She was encouraged by her mum's positive response.
So I said, I'm thinking of converting, and she said, that's no problem to me at all, and I was amazed.
When she met her mother a week later, Booth wore the hijab, the traditional Islamic scarf.
She asked, why are you wearing that? And I said, because I've converted to Islam, and she said, Islam? I thought you said Buddhism, not those matters.
Booth hasn't yet told her brother-in-law, Tony Blair.
I believe he's a war criminal, so I can't say we've had this discussion personally.
On a windswept day at a mosque in the University of Swansea on Britain's Western Edge, Friday prayers begin. The women are in a separate room. The imam's address is relayed to them by loudspeaker.
When he was dying, he commanded people to look after women. Again, he didn't tell people go and fight.
Some worshippers here are white British converts. They include a young mother, Helen Brooks-Wazwaz. After prayers, she talks about her conversion, which was inspired by a visit to Egypt. She says her fellow Muslims welcomed her decision, but her father found it hard.
My dad's first reaction was, you're going to have trouble all over the world, because his immediate instinct was, well, look at all these troubles that Muslims make, look at these troubles that Muslims cause.
There's a commonly held belief in secular Western societies that Islam represses women by compelling them to cover up. Brooks Wazwaz says that's not her view of Islamic dress.
It makes me feel actually liberated rather than oppressed. As a woman in a Western society, you're very pressurised to try and wear something that you look your best and that people will look at you and think, oh, they look nice, they look attractive. But in Islam, your body is protected.
Complex currents are at work here. Muslim resentment over the West's military role in the Middle East and elsewhere. Western resentment over Islamist attacks. The Muslim view of the West only as a hotbed of drinking and sex, and so on. Fiaz Mughal of Faith Matters says everyone now needs to give a little.
We need to stop just accepting the stereotypes about the other and start asking some questions about who we are and where we are going as societies.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.